Alistair Burns here with White Rock head coach Jason Rogers after a 6-2 preseason loss against the Delta IceHawks and, of course, the shootout win against the Richmond Sockeyes yesterday. Coach, I just wanted to start quickly with a personnel change. Your longtime assistant coach, Julian Fajo, has moved on to coach in the Fraser Valley. What was your reaction? I know, especially since you've spent many years with him, including before the Whalers franchise.
I'm happy for the opportunity for him, obviously. I think he, maybe for his development, he thought it was the best move to move forward. And anytime we can have not only players, but staff or members of your staff go on to better new opportunities and a bigger role. So it's exciting for him.
Now, I know the last couple of years you changed from the system to the process. Of course, we're early in the preseason. I recognize that. But how do you think the Whalers will look this year, especially with a lot of turnover as a lot of 20-year-olds have aged out?
Well, I think we're looking to add some quickness. So we need to be a little bit faster. So some of the guys that we're replacing are coming on board a little bit quicker. We need to play with a little bit more pace. Right now it's trying to find some areas of improvement and trying to basically continue to try and recruit and improve. And so it's a bit of a challenge right now.
The defensive core was under quite a bit of pressure in the last two games. I did notice some changes, especially since Captain Tyler Price has aged out along with Butch LaRue.
Yeah.
This new look defensive core, Bryce Margeson logged a lot of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's an area that we really got to focus on right now because, as it stands right now, it looks like maybe 2 to 3, possibly 4 returning guys. So there's jobs available for those players who want to compete and earn a spot.
Goalie Keegan Maddox looked solid yesterday, won a couple of periods.
Yeah.
This game, rather, you put in 2 rookies.
Yes.
What did you think of their effort, especially as they faced 2 or 3 breakaways?
Yeah, I thought they competed. I mean, that's the important part, is you're going to compete. Probably, if I was to look back at the video, I'm sure both of them would probably like one of them back, despite the fact that they did make some saves. So it's a learning process. You're young guys, they get an opportunity to play. Things happen fast at the next level, and I thought they competed hard.
Has 1 or 2 players particularly stood out during training camp?
Wow. I think Max Woodward's been really, really good for us. I think he gives you that youthful enthusiasm and energy, and he's a competitive kid. So if we can build around that and have some more of that energy like he has, then we'll be in a good spot.